Who will prepare the way before me? Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The messenger in this passage refers to John the Baptist. He would go before Jesus and prepare for Jesus' first coming. Now we are the messengers who are called to prepare people for Jesus' second coming. God wants to purify our whole heart so we are prepared and mature for our calling. God turns up the heat from the refiner's fire so our impurities will rise to the top where they can be skimmed off and discarded. I appreciate the insight the Life Application Study Bible sheds on this passage. Without this heating and melting, there could be no purifying. As the impurities are skimmed off the top, the reflection of the worker appears in the smooth, pure surface. As we are purified by God, his reflection in our lives will become more and more clear to those around us. God says leaders, here the Levites, should be especially open to his purification process. Isn't it interesting that the Bible also tells us that the Levites' inheritance would not be land, but rather God himself? Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. God wants us to desire him above all else. I didn't want to give God any more half-hearted answers. I was determined that when he spoke to my heart, he would never again have to shout. By asking Art and me to put our home up for sale, God was skimming greed from our hearts. Art and I were holding what God had given us with a closed fist. God wanted to teach us that when we tightly hold on to the things of this world, we not only lose the desire to give, but we lose the ability to receive more as well. Did you catch that? If we hold all that we treasure with our hands open and our palms facing upward, we are telling God we recognize it is his and we offer it up freely to him. God may or may not remove what we've offered him, but he will continue to fill our open hands with blessings, his amazing blessings, and not the cheap counterfeits of the world. Offering it all to God. No one understands the concept of offering it all to God better than Abraham. Genesis chapter 22. When God commanded Abraham to lay his only son on the altar of obedience,